K-State Nation, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University. Guys, gals, K-State Nation, we're going to have regular season activity. It's not football. Football's not for a couple weeks out, two-ish weeks out. We have soccer on deck tonight. I'm recording this on Wednesday evening. When we all hear this, it will be Thursday going down, the season opener. We kind of talked about this a little bit, but I've already recorded a couple of check-ins from fall camp. Those are going to have to get pushed back quite a bit. Not quite a bit, but just a day in advance. So there we go. So we're going to have that covered for the rest of the weekend. But K-State soccer, women's soccer, begins its eighth season tonight. I'm recording this again on Wednesday night. August 14th, 2024, when y'all hear this, it will be game time, regular season action, and I apologize, I did not get to, they didn't post the kstatesports.com did not post any of the score of the preseason game last weekend between, of course, our Lady Wildcats and Arkansas Lady Razorbacks, but of course, that's preseason. This is a real thing tonight. This will be the first meeting in a series between these two programs. Of course, Mike DeBeanie, he's also facing the squad for the first time. And K-State, this, I know I'm going to bounce around a little bit, but I have notes down here, and we're going to try to hit all of these here real quick. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. We got a preview. Regular season preview going down. K-State soccer taking on Nevada tonight. In Manhattan, Kansas, and again, we're going to have, hopefully to have, like we've done in the past, at least postcast of most of the women's soccer and women's volleyball games throughout the 2024, pretty much the rest of 2024, going into the men's and women's basketball season as well. The Wildcats, how about this? And the stats right there, 3-0-1. Against the Mountain West Conference. So they have not lost to the MWC. They look to keep that intact tonight. It's Nevada. Remember, we did an episode on this. It was supposed to be somebody different, and that got moved around. So Nevada is the season opponent, and this is going to go down at Buser Family Park. So you're in the area, of course, we're going to have school going down next week. So you're a student. Where you're international, you're from the state of Kansas, or out of the state of Kansas, whatever that is, go out there, support your Lady Cats as they try to start the season on the right foot. Literally. Folks, 7 o'clock, and if not, and I need to get on this quickly, and this is our usual ESPN Plus plug. ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now Network, will cover the majority of the home matchups, like they do usually. Now, they have gone on the roads to call some of these games as well. Most of these games will be on ESPN Plus, the soccer games anyways, if at least. So, definitely, you don't have this app like you're truly, shame on me. You better get on this right now. So, I'm gonna work on this throughout the day, and hopefully at some point, well, I'm usually occupied, but usually I see highlights of these things. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens there. Brian Smoller, of course, the K-State broadcast legend, and Austin Montenegro will have coverage of this soccer game. And Sophie Smith will be on the sidelines for this. And K-State last year, let's rewind back a little bit. Actually, they didn't. I might have just fibbed on the last episode. But that doesn't matter. But the Wildcats, ooh, man. 3-12-3 a year ago, 1-8-1 in Big 12 play, and that's just not going to cut it. Obviously, you bring back Jasmine Brown, the stud, the ringleader of this team. Joe Sees was a freshman last year, came onto the scene as well. They need a boost. They need a boost to start off the season on the right foot. Can they get it done? We'll have to see about that. Wolfpack, last year, 6-10-5.
So these teams coming in here, not very good. But again, K-State, they on the soccer side, we've covered this since the very beginning of this podcast. They have been kind of on it. Now, I said they were on, they made it the Big 12 on the previous pod somewhere. Again, I pushed the fall camp episodes back a day because, yeah, we're going to have regular season action. We're going to have the first activity officially of the 2024-25 Kansas State athletic calendar year right here, soccer. So and they're going to look to get out to, on the right foot here tonight. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III here with you, previewing Nevada coming into Manhattan tonight. 6-10-5, that's not going to cut it. But they did qualify for the Mountain West Conference Tournament for the first time since 2013 there as well. So K-State, going back to K-State, season openers in its history on a soccer field, 2-5-1, right? K-State also scored at least one goal in five of those as well. And then, of course, K-State last year did win their season opener against Green Bay, where they just pounded the Green Bay, not the Green Bay Packers, the Green Bay soccer team, 4 goals against them almost a year to the day. Right as I record this, a couple of days ahead, but we're recording this the night before K-State soccer gets officially get underway there as well. Look, so K-State, looking at the roster here, and I mean, we didn't have to, well, we shouldn't make excuses on this podcast, but anyways, we'll kind of hopefully dibble dabble with the rosters, but an overlook with this team on the roster side, 15, it seems like this heavy turnover with the soccer program. Every year, 15 newcomers, 12 true freshmen, 15 newcomers, which include a couple of transfers. Anna Imperato from Oregon, Ryan Reynolds from Oregon, Jace Woodward from USC, and combined, can I do quick math here on the show? Probably not. But over 50, this 17-10 is 27. Yeah, over 50 matches between the trio. That's huge. They need this. They need this. And the transfer portal at least does, I mean, it does everybody good. Whether it's women's soccer, women's volleyball, men's basketball, whatever it is, we've seen it throughout each sport. Whether it's Kansas State, Oklahoma State, Utah, I mean, transfers help. And in this case here, asterisk mark, women's soccer, they need all the veteran support they can need because it seems to be every year we're talking about the youngins, every year youngins. But they do bring back Jackson Brown, as mentioned on here in the preview episode, right? And they also, let's not forget about Murphy Sheaf, who represented New Zealand in the Olympic Games not too long ago now. So you bring back her protecting the nets back there. So she was pretty good last year. It's just one of the things that we have stressed, or me, on this very podcast. We might be able to talk about it tomorrow on the bonus pod. Because we'll get on, me and Alex Aiden, who he'll be on with me for the postcast effort every Kansas State football game. Over on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, GRIER number 3, EDDID, apostrophe S Podcast. That's the title of the channel. So he'll be with me there. So we might be able to talk about the result of this other soccer game. So there you go on that. And oh, by the way, new bonus content now on the Podbean channel as well. So make sure you download it, check that out as well. But yeah, so you have her back there. Can you get more offense besides Jasmine Brown and Joey Sees? That is a question. Obviously, I just named off your transfers who have all this experience in Oregon and USC. Now, again, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I know a whole lot about soccer Pac-12, but I would assume that at least one of those teams are good on a soccer court, right? So there's that as well. Let's see here. I'm reading. Yeah, so last year, right, 5 seniors. Portalist comes back. Yeah, they actually, wait, hold on. So, yeah, they got, I'm sitting here whining about turnover. Portalist, Otta Anderson, Riley Baker, Kinsey Gillespie, and Kyran Singh. 5 seniors. And it seems, again, going all the way back to the existence of this podcast, right, we talked about majority of this core now. Kinsey Gillespie and Karen Singer, new. Those are new names to me. But Portalis, Otto Anderson, Riley Baker, those should be familiar, along with Joe Cease, along with Jasmine Brown. That again, you have that core right there. So, again, so really, you look at it, this is, again, we've hammered Coach Domini on his podcast. Again, with this core you bring back, the goalkeeper you bring back, a star player you bring back, well, two star players, one a superstar, another one, star B right there, and C's. I mean, there's, again, you cannot play, unfortunately for K-State women's soccer, you cannot play it on paper. You got to go out there and do it. And hopefully, tonight will be the start of something fresh, which is already, it's a fresh start, for new season, fresh start. It's time. It is time for K-State soccer to take the next step forward. And I got to apologize, because I said, now I already recorded an episode tonight, saying that we made it to the Big 12 tournament. That was probably the year before last. So I apologize for that. So I got to correct myself here on this podcast for saying that. But yeah, tonight starts anew. And look, K-State, you're at home. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. So very intriguing matchup tonight. You get Mountain West foe, Nevada, to open things up for the 2024-25 women's soccer program. Not only that, but you're opening up the calendar year for Kansas State Athletics, and what a time to be a Kansas State fan. So tonight goes down 7 o'clock. It'll start a little after 7, so I'm trying to find. It's not kickoff. It's not football just yet. But Jasmine Brown and company will look, Mike DeBeanie, Jasmine Brown and company will look to start off right against Nevada. We'll find out here tonight. So we'll see. Again, looks like a solid group of girls out on the soccer field. Oh my goodness, I'm getting all twisted up, but definitely exciting times for your Wildcat fans. So you're in the area, again, if you're a student, definitely come out and support your Wildcats out there as they look to get off to a good start. Can they do it? We'll find out here later on this evening. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We're free and available daily whenever you have a chance to record Kansas State content. Boy, oh boy, this is going to be a start of a whole bunch of content. We cover all things K-State sports. All things K-State sports. Women's soccer, women's volleyball, football in a couple of weeks. Right down the line, cross country, the 31st as well. So getting to business, folks, and it begins tonight. Can't wait to see what unfolds with the K-State women's soccer team taking on Nevada. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. And we're going to be recording another bonus tonight. And by the time we start recording, this match should be in the books. Hopefully, K-State will come on the right side of it looking good. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.